because I've got Ailsa Moorhead in the studio right now, and she is the president of the Visitors Centre, or the Visitors and Historical Centre at Wamuran. Good morning, Ailsa. Good morning.
Good morning, Rosemary.
And welcome into our beautiful Rotary studio. Ailsa, tell us what's going to be happening out at Wham this weekend.
Oh, this is our big fundraiser for the year, when the Wamuran Historical and Visitors Centre this time, this is a charity market, and this year we've chosen to raise funds for the Wamuran Rural Fire Brigade and the local school chaplain at Wamuran.
Oh, well done. Well done. Yes. And both incredibly worthy causes.
Yes. We aim to support the community, so yes.
Yes.
And so it's going to be hopefully a big event with lots of, entertainment and bit bigger than the usual markets. So hopefully we can raise a lot of money.
Yes. We'll just go back a step, Ailsa, and just how was this formed as Wamuran Historical and Visitors Centre?
Well, it's been going, this is its 11th year. But it came about because the old school, the new school at Wamuran has been going where it is since the late 60s, but the old school was sitting up there on the corner of Campbell's Pocket Road and Old North Road, and the developer bought it and was going to knock it down.
Oh, okay.
And that's where the childcare centre is, and so the community got together and organised to shift the school down to the community, near the community hall, and keep it for historical purposes and look after it, and that's what we've done.
Okay. So that was, well, then obviously you're going to have to be raising some money to make sure you can keep that
maintained. We have markets every month, which we use as fundraisers to sort of upkeep for the old school and for history. I write the history for the local school. We've got quite a USB that we've raised with local history on it.
Good.
And then this... We're looking after the school and the community, but this particular one we've decided to do one big community fundraiser once a year.
All right. And this is what makes this special.
Special for us, yes.
Good one.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about the program of entertainment.
Well, we've got quite a... I must say, before I start, that Sue Wempe, our arranger, did a wonderful job, and she's got a scheduled event starting at 8 o'clock in the morning with talks from the Lions Club and the Neighbourhood Watch. Then she's got a Woodford Drumming Circle and the Homestead Folk Group and the Wamuran School Choir and Orchestra. And other activities like the pyrography group doing a display. There's a gentleman offering massage for your dog.
There you go.
For $10 and giving all the profits to the to our charity.
Okay.
So it's a very big program of events going on.
And listen, you've got a monster raffle happening as well.
Oh, wonderful. We've been really supported by the local community. And we've got about $1,000 worth of prizes broken up into about 10 prizes.
Okay.
And we've got to thank the local community, the country, the butcher, the Caboolture Historical Village, the yoga, the local cafe, the Rest Point Cafe, CJ's Bakery. There's a movie pass for people from the Morrifield Movie Theatre. The Inner Retreat Massage at Rangeview, the Wamuran Fish and Chip Shop, the Chemist Shop. They've all been wonderful in supporting us. Suncoast Rural, just all the local people have supported us greatly, and it makes a big difference.
Ailsa, we go through Wham quite often. I didn't know that there were that many shops there, but I've got to stop and think a bit.
Yeah, they're all there. And it's all very community-minded.
It is. It's beautiful. And the co-op down there,
Suncoast Rural,
Okay, well, that's Suncoast Rural, is it?
That's Suncoast
Rural. There you go.
Rural.
All right, yes. I just had it as the co-op.
Yeah.
You're going to be having lucky dips and cookies and, as you said, dog massages. I reckon there'd be a vet involved in that dog massaging, wouldn't there?
No, I don't think so. This is the gentleman who does it. As a fundraiser.
Oh, good on him. We love that sort of thing.
And we've got, an art sale for, because there's a local art group in the school.
Yeah.
So there's a group of them selling off their artworks.
Okay. Now you better tell us where we've got to go.
Well, yes, this is at Wormuran. The old school's at about 1046, okay. But there's no numbers there.
No.
So Wormuran's small. It's next door to the community hall.
Okay.
Which is on the corner of Wise Street and the Diagola Highway.
Yep.
Next to the IGA.
Yep.
And hopefully it'll be lots of parking, which might be a problem, but that you can park down the back
if necessary. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you said that it starts at about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it actually starts at 7, but activities start at 8. The regular market starts, goes from 7 till noon.
Early.
So there's the usual plants and cakes and those sort of things that are at the market at 7 o'clock, but all the activities will start at 8 o'clock.
Good. Mm. And goes till?
Noon, 12 noon.
Until midday?
Yeah.
So easy peasy.
Yeah.
And do you know the wonderful thing is that pull into Wham, do your stuff there, because all the money is now going, or this year is going to the Wormuran Fire Brigade or the Rural Fireys and the Wormuran School Chaplain, and then head on off out to Woodford and go to the beautiful business that's happening out there. And I've got my piece of paper and I do know exactly what's happening out there. All the beautiful old historical steam engines.
I believe that's right. Yes.
And why wouldn't you do both? I mean, you're headed in that direction.
Exactly. Make a day of it.
Stay at Wham till midday, then head off out to Woodford.
Have a Devonshire tea at Wormuran and head off out there for lunch.
Mad if you don't.
Yeah.
Mad if you don't. Because, you know, killing two birds with one stone. But, Ailsa, I'm delighted that you people have sort of come to do this, because we don't hear a lot about what's happening in Wham.
It's
and
a
we
shame.
Need to hear it, because you're a very busy little community.
We are.
One of your ladies used to write a little thing for the newspaper, I can remember.
Yes, Hillary.
Hillary.
Yes.
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 So does she still do that?
She seems to have. Well, she's been sick.
Not well, yeah.
But hopefully she might, when she returns, because she seems to be refreshed, I believe.
Lovely.
Yes.
All right, well, we'll look forward to that, because Hillary used to keep us up to speed with what was going on.
Yes.
So we'll persecute her until she gets
back. Yes, indeed. Get her to write her piece again.
Yes.
Yes.
So I think that's lovely, and I wish you all the very best out there, as we're hoping that the weather will be good to you.
It's looking good. So.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Looking dry is what it's looking.
Yes.
But guys, get out there, because you've got, oh, and remember the big book sale.
Oh, a huge book sale.
Huge.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Pick up your books.
Bag of books, $5.
Almost nothing.
Yeah. Yes.
Amazing. And that live entertainment, which is always good fun. Is there anything else I should let you tell us before I let you go?
Oh, I think we've covered pretty well all. Oh, there's craft goods, it's craft supplies as well, and craft books as well that are there. Some second-hand goods that people have donated, so a little bit garage sale-y as well.
Yeah.
But the Devonshire teas, the men's shed sausage sizzle.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, lots to do and
well,
see.
Dr. Whatnot's heavily involved in the men's shed, isn't he?
Yes, yes.
And everybody knows his name, and I can't remember it right now. But anyway.
David Easton.
David Easton, yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, that'll be good. Oh, how good that you're all getting involved.
Yes, we certainly are.
We wish you a great day.
Thank you.
It's only a small morning, really.
It is.
From 7 till noon. But, boy, a lot of work goes into it.
A huge amount of work. Thank you very much.
Keep it up, darling. We love the opportunity that you guys give to everyone to get out there and enjoy the fresh air and sunshine and see some of our beautiful country area.
Thank you again.
Lovely talking to you.